Good Christians all that live both far and near, a sad and dreadful story you shall hear, which I do hope will warning be to all, lest greater judgments on this land befall. On the 23rd of December, a day which some have reason to remember, a dreadful storm did happen in the West, whose sad effects shall chiefly be expressed. As passengers along the road did go, the northeast wind most bitterly did blow, and flakes of snow did from the heavens fall, as if it meant destruction unto all. The carriers that the road full well did know did lose their way by reason of the snow. Many were forced to resin their breath, and in this tempest frozen were to death. Collins the Taunton carrier people say, upon the downs did strangely lose his way. Two of his passengers were starved with cold, a fearful spectacle for to behold. And Matthews that belonged to Shaftesbury did bear a part in this extremity. Two horses died, and by the snow and frost, some say the use of both his hands were lost. Two passengers that were both man and wife in this extremity did part with life. It would have grieved a stony heart to see it, how these poor souls lay starved feet to feet. And this for truth report us plainly tells, the carrier that belonged to Bath and Wells, his own dear son was frozen unto death, and on the downs did lose his dearest breath. The father grieved to see his son so lost, by reason of this sharp and cruel frost. It was a great affliction to his mind, yet force it was to leave his corpse behind. My lady finds that at Newton he dwelt, one of her servants this cold season felt. He froze to death, was driving of his cart, which pierced his tender lady to the heart. A shopkeeper that did to market go, to Salisbury was likewise lost also, with many more which here I shall omit, yet this sad time I never shall forget. And 30 more in Somersure were lost, and this unusual snow and cruel frost, who little thought when they went out of door, their wives and children they should see no more. Near Tiverton in Devonshire, they say, as many to the markets took their way, were in this tempest lost and never found, till at the last found starved on the ground. This judgment came from God's almighty hand, for sins committed in our native land. Lord, grant that it to us a warning be, and teach us how to shun iniquity. Our sins for vengeance do to heaven cry, yet we like sinners live in vanity. Oh, grant that we our sinful lives may mend, that we may live with thee when life doth end. From storms and tempests, Lord, preserve us still. Teach us thy holy laws for to fulfill. So shall we gainers be by losing breath, and ride triumphant o'er the second death.